Millions of American children returned to school this week after a holiday vacation to a harsh and tragic lesson in geography. Many teachers have pulled out their maps and altered their lesson plans to teach about the Asia tsunami disaster. While it's an educational opportunity, it's also a chance for students to learn about charity. Monica Brady Meyerhoff of member station WBUR visited two schools in the Boston area.
Kindergartners at the Abraham Lincoln Elementary School in Lowell sit watching teacher Linda Hunter. She holds up a plastic jar with a few coins in it.
Well, here's our jar right here. And we decided, we took a vote. What are we going to call it?
The helping jar.
Helping jar. And everybody's going to put their loose change in here. Then we'll count it up. And what are we going to do with it? Send it to who?
Lowell, a city north of Boston, has a large Southeast Asian population, and some children at the school lost relatives in the tsunami. So kindergarten teacher Beth Roylo says getting the students involved is important. She asks kids to raise their hands if they know what victims of the disaster need. She calls on Max Gilman.
Clothes, because their clothes got destroyed.
Who else knows something that they need? Katie, what else do
they need?
They
need a bed.
Yeah, their beds were destroyed, too.
The teachers say the money they raise will go to the Red Cross. Older students have also dropped what they're doing to learn about the tsunami. In Cambridge, at the private Fairweather Street School, the disaster is an opportunity for teacher Stacy Smyer to apply science to real life.
So tell me what you know about tsunamis. What made that wave so big? Peter.
Peter Hall, a seventh grader with bright red hair, answers.
Well, it started with an earthquake, and then it sent out waves, and the way that the waves go is that the water goes around in circles and circles, and that keeps them moving farther and farther in towards shore.
To test the power of water, Smyer moves the seventh and eighth grade science class over to the sinks. Water squirts around the room as kids try to stop the flow. The exercise is fun until Joe Taff, a 13-year-old with chin-length hair, realizes the force of the tsunami.
You don't think of this as really powerful because you can hold your hand up to it and you can resist it, but if something that small pushes that much on your hand, then you think of a wave and it's like, wow.
The 7th and 8th graders continue to learn about the tsunami in their social studies class with teacher Jen K. Goodman. Monday, she asked her students to write about losing someone or something that was close to them. Then she asked Carter Payne how this applies to the tsunami.
We're supposed to know that these aren't just numbers. These are real human beings with lives and that are destroyed.
And what does it have to do with our curriculum in general?
Like, if we're studying justice and dissent, what does this have to do with it?
13-year-old Daniel Lander answers.
It's like showing, like, I remember like 9/11, a lot of countries came to our aid and helped us. So it's like justice and dissent is just like basically it's our job to like go and help other people because we have more.
At the end of the week, students will turn back to what they were originally going to study, another huge loss of life in history caused by man and not nature, the Holocaust. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady Meyerhoff in Boston.